from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Sunderland, a team that has had basically a revolving door of managers over the past couple of years. Sam Allardyce looked like the guy, and then he took the England job. So we've got David Moyes coming in after a great decade at Everton and then failed stints, to put it nicely, at Man United and Real Sociedad in Spain. Shahan, you're a Man United guy. Tell us a little bit about David Moyes and where you think he can succeed at Sunderland.
First of all, I am not a Man United guy.
Okay.
I have no allegiance to it.
Okay.
I honestly, you know, I actually did the case against Sunderland, so I actually think that Sam Allardyce was a good fit because this was a team that's been in a relegation scrap the last 2 years, and he's a heck of a relegation manager. But with him moving on to England, I'm not sure Moyes is a relegation manager. I think he's a mid-table manager, and he showed that at Everton. He can get the most out of a squad and keep them in mid-table. But when you look at this squad in particular, I just don't see the talent. I mean, I don't think that this is a good enough team to be fighting in mid-table. I think they're going to be a relegation scrap, and I think we're going to find out pretty quickly if David Moyes is built for this. And I'm not entirely convinced that it's an actually, I'm convinced it's not an upgrade on Sam Allardyce, because that's his specialty. He keeps teams up. David Moyes, we're going to find out. We have no clue.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because when he took over at Everton in the early part of last decade, Everton weren't the club that we think of them as now. They were more towards the Sunderland end of the spectrum. But you're right, I don't think he's ever been in a situation like this, has he?
No, but you know, when I see David Moyes, I see stability. And I think he was out of his depth at Man United. I think he tested himself at Sociedad. It wasn't really the place for him. But I look at Sunderland, they've had 8 managers in 10 seasons. They're crying out for stability. And to me, this is David Moyes in his comfort zone. This is David Moyes doing what he does, where a mid-table finish is an exceptional result. I think their squad is actually not that bad. They should be better than they are with some of the players they've got. You know, you've got Barini, you've got Defoe in the attack, you've got experience, Mignone in goal, O'Shea, Kabul, Sebastian Larsson, Lee Cattermole. So I honestly think that, and if you look at their fixtures, I know they open against Man City, but after that it's Borough, Southampton, Everton, Spurs, Crystal Palace, West Brom, Stoke. You know, they've got games that they actually could hope to get results for in the early part of the season. So I think they put some string of results together, they get themselves some momentum, and I think I'm pretty optimistic that Sunderland can achieve a mid to low table finish, but not be in a relegation scrap.
You mentioned Defoe and Barini. I think one of the challenges for Moyes is to try to get the best out of both of those guys, because that is their strength up top, right? The midfield, there are certainly questions, and especially in defense, there are questions too, with Kone probably moving on to Everton, it sounds like. But if he can get Barini and Defoe scoring, they have a chance, right?
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so Jermaine Defoe has pretty much saved Sunderland on his own the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
He turns 34 this year. At some point, you expect that he's going to slow down. And, you know, he's not a big physical striker. I actually don't understand how he keeps scoring goals at this point.
Especially under Allardyce, because Allardyce is, you know, known for having big strikers.
Yeah. Exactly. But he was, you know, Allardyce himself said, without Jermaine Defoe, we probably would have gone down.
Yeah.
So at some point, I just expect, you know, Alex mentioned all those names. You look back, I think to myself, 5 years ago, those are good names. Right now, you're kind of getting to that end of the scale where these guys should be dropping off. And frankly, they haven't looked that good the last couple of years anyway. So I'm not entirely convinced that those names alone really mean anything anymore. I think you have to bring in new talent that needs to emerge for this team to really have a chance. And I just don't see it right now.
Well, they have brought in Papi Didju.
Don't try to pronounce that.
So they boosted the defense a little bit, but I do think the Moyes factor is going to maybe have an effect on this team.
If it doesn't, he's out on his butt halfway through the season. Because, I mean, think about it. If they are what we're ultimately projecting them to be, which is in a relegation scrap, does he even keep his job after January? Because I'm not sure that, you know, Sunderland at the Stadium of Light, they'll probably start unfurling banners and all types of, there'll be all types of madness like it has been the last couple of years. And then we'll see if Allardyce is not having a good time in England. Maybe he'll come back and save them again.
You can get Moyes banners for cheap in the north of England too.
They just have to repaint the blue.
Go on north.
Actually, no, you know what? The United banners, they can just transfer them over. They're red anyway. It'll work just fine.
Well, collectively, we have Sunderland at number 18. So going down along with Burnley and Hull. Not all of us do, but some people do. For all our predictions, for all our previews, you can head to sports.yahoo.com/soccer. Check out the FC Yahoo blog. Thanks for listening.